Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, four lines on the top of that Pei Vav and Aleph, and the Gemara continues with that Gada, and the Gemara will now focus on Rabbi Ban Achmedi, who is of course the same Rabbi as the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yosef, and is also the Rebbe of Abai and Rava. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Kahana states, Ishtoyli Rav Chama Vabarte de Chasa, Rav Chama, who was the son of the daughter or the grandchild of Chasa, he told me the following story, that Rabbi Ban Achmedi, Agav Shmodun Nachnafshei, that Rabbi Ban Achmedi ultimately died because of a story where he was scared of the government. And the story is as follows, that Ochlu Bekorsu Malka, that someone informed on Rabbi Ban Achmedi to the government, and Amru, and they said, that Ikuchad Gavra Biyudai, the Kavavato Tresa Alfa Gavra Misol, Yachar Bekaita, Vyachar Besisva, Mikarga de Malka, that there's one Jew that's responsible for holding back 12,000 Jews from paying the monthly head tax, and he's causing that we can't collect the monthly head tax in the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei. As Rashi points out, Shenik Botzine Lo, Benisan Vetishrei, Lishmoya Drasha Shel Pesach Bishel Chagim, that he gathered them together in Nisan and Tishrei in order to hear drashas regarding Pesach and Nisan and regarding all the other Yom Tovim in Tishrei. Nuchshim Vakshin Shlucha Melch Ligvay Samaskel Goylish Shel Kol Chaydish V'Chaydish Ein Nimtzon B'Bateim, so they're not found in their houses and they avoid these taxes. The Gemara tells us Shadru Pristuka De Malka Basrei V'Loy Ashrei, that he sent an entourage from the king after Rabbah in order to arrest him and they didn't find him. Arik V'Ozlam and Pumbedisa La'Akra, so Rabbah ran from Pumbedisa to Akra. Me'akra la'agmo, and from Akra to Agbo, me'agmo l'shchin, u'mishchin l'tzrifa, u'mitzrifa le'en d'mayim, u'me'en d'mayim l'pumbedisa, and from en d'mayim he went back to Pumbedisa, and Pumbedisa ashchay. Finally, as the Gemara will tell us the story, that in Pumbedisa they actually found him, and ultimately that will cause the death of Rabbah. And the Gemara continues, ikla pristaka de malkala hu ashpiza de Rabbah, that this shliach of the Caesar went into the same hotel of Rabbah, krivu taka kamei, and they brought a table in front of him, vashku trei kasi, and they gave him two cups of wine. And as Rashi points out, that we know by drinking zugois and by drinking something appears that could cause a hezek to someone. And as Rashi says, v'shedim ha'mun ra zugois mazikin as hashoyse zugois. Rashi points out, u'bnei abayis lo neskavlu kach, this wasn't the intent of the people that owned the inn. However, after they gave him two cups of wine and he had the problem of zugois, v'dalyu l'tacha b'kamei, they took the table away from in front of him, hard to partzuf l'achure, and his head fell backwards and he fainted and he was in very great danger. Amrulei, and they said to each other, my what should we do? This person works for the Caesar, and they were scared that they would come and make a bilbul against them, and they would be in trouble and they'll be in danger. So Amaluhu, so Rabbi said, let's bring the table back in front of him, and give him one more cup of wine to drink, and therefore he won't have a problem with Zugrace anymore. And then we'll take the table away from him so he can't drink more. And then he'll heal. And Avdulei Hachi, and they did this for Issei, and he was healed. After the Caesar Shliach got better, Omar, he said, maybe Adana the governor could be in the Hachu, but the fact I was healed, it must be that someone as smart as Rabbah is over here, and if I know that Rabbah is amongst the people in this inn, Bachisha Basrev Ashkei. So he went and he searched for Rabbah and he found Rabbah. Omar is Lina Meha, so he told Rabbah that he should run away from here because Imitl Kotlu Lagover Loy Magline, even if they will kill me, I will not tell them that you are around, and I won't reveal as to where you are, since I have Akar Satay that you saved my life. However, Vinagidim Managdale Maglina. However, if they pressure me and they torture me, then I will have to reveal them, as I won't be able to hold out, and therefore you should make sure to run away. And Lamaisa the Gemara tells us that eventually they did find Rabbah, and that's Yula Kamei, and they brought Rab in front of them, and they placed Rabbah in a room or into some sort of a cell, and they locked the door in front of him, and the walls broke and fell down, so Rabbah ran away and went to a swamp where he thought that he won't be detected. Gidra de Kula, he was sitting on a stump of a palm tree with Kagaris, and he was learning. And he saw in a chaloim that they were arguing in the Masifta in Shemayim. They were discussing the dinim of Tsuras, and we know that if there's a white spot and then a hair grows, then the person would be Tameh. However, if there's a white hair and then a spot comes, then the person will be Tar. Therefore, in Shemayim, they said, in Beheres, Kaidemus Lasalov and Tameh, if there's a white spot before the white hair comes, then you're Tameh. However, in Salov and Kaidemus Beheres, Tar. But if a person had a white hair and then he develops some sort of a tzuras, then it'll be tar. With a suffix, they did have a shayla. What would happen if you're unsure which one came first, and you're unsure if the white hair developed first, or if the white spot developed first? HaKadosh Baruch Hu emet tar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the person would be tar. V'kulu Masifta Rukia Amri Tamei, and the rest of the Masifta Rukia and all Talmid Chachamim said that you would be Tamei, and they argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amri Man Neichach, and they said that who will actually decide what the proper din is, and they said, Neichach Rav Ban Achmini, that Rav Ban Achmini should be the one to actually decide who is correct. As Rabbi Banachmini once said, I am a singular expert in Negoyim, and I'm also a singular expert in Alois. The Ben Yehuda points out that why did you say Ani Yochid B'Negoyim Uba Alois? He explains that since we've mentioned many times in Shas that the halachas that deal with Negoyim, the halachas that deal with Tumas Meis and Tumas Oil are the most difficult in Shas, Rabbi would have said that I'm an expert in Negoyim and Alois, we wouldn't have known which one he's a greater expert in, but by the fact that he said Ani Yochid B'Negoyim and then he said Ani Yochid B'Alois, we see that his main expertise was in Negoyim, and therefore certainly he was the person to decide the Shaila. In order for Rabbi Ben Achmini to decide the Shaila, he had to come up to Masif the Rikia, and therefore Shadr Shlich Basrei, they sent the Malach HaMavis to Rabbi Ben Achmini in order to kill Rabbi Ben Achmini, and in order that Rabbi Ben Achmini should come to Shemayim. Lo yavin matzi Malach HaMavis l'mikud lei, mid lo yavin kar pasik pumim megirsei, but the Malach HaMavis wasn't able to get close to Rabbi Ben Achmini because he kept learning Torah, and therefore the Malach HaMavis had no shlita over him. The Hachi, in the meantime, Nashav Zikov, Avish Beinei Kanei, that a strong wind came and it made loud noises by the reeds. When Rabbi heard this noise, Sava Gunda de Parshahu, Rabbi Ben Achmini thought that it was actually a bunch of soldiers that were coming to grab him, and they were coming on horses to arrest him. So Amas, so Rabbi said about himself, Tenech Nafshadehu Gavra, that this person's nefesh and soul should come to rest and he should die, but he must have been under the Machusa, rather than being able to fall into the hands of the government once again. And Kihavanich Nafshe, and at the moment that he was about to die, Amar, Rabbi said, Tartar, which was really a response to the Shaila that they were having a Mesitra Rikia, and Rabbi was agreeing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in the case of Suffolk, that the din is that the person's tar, and Yatsu Basko V'Amra, and the Basko came in and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Ben Achmini, Shagufcha Tar, V'Yatsu Nishmaschra B'Tar, and how fortunate are you, Rabbi Ben Achmini, that your body was tar, and your neshama went out when you said the word tar. Before we continue, the Shittim and Kubetzes brings down for Rabbeinu Hananel, that when the Gemara said, Kamiflika B'Mesitra Rikia, Pirish, Nirolai Ke'in Chaloyim, Rabbi saw some sort of a dream, Sheshtei Kite Shel Tzedikim Rikia Cholkais, that there were two groups of Tzedikim that were in Shemayim, they were Cholok, Vakata Krevel Zivashchina, Hoyse Meres Tar, and it wasn't that Kosh Baruch Hu that said Tar, it was actually a group that was next to the Shchina that said Tar, the Chol Shar Krechis Emris Tamei, and the rest of the group was saying Tamei. Ben Yehuda points out that the Rambam actually paskins that in the case where it's Mesupik as to if the Sar Lovim was before the Beharis or not, then Misufik, the person would be Tamei, and according to the Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not that difficult, that Lemaisa he's not being Cholok on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but according to the way that we understood our Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's Tar, and Rabbah agreed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then L'chir, how could the Rambam paskin against Rabbah and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He explained that the Rambam understood this based on the fact that the Gemara said that Rabbah said Tar Tar, and the reason why he said a double Lashon of Tar is that if he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I understand that you said it's Tar, and therefore I'm saying it's Tar, because I don't want to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately he really felt that the din is Tamei, and therefore the Rambam paskin that is Tamei. In the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras in Perek Beis, where he says Yishleima the Kivin of Shasi Tzidus Neshama who the Amachi that since Rabbah said this at the time of the Tzidus Neshama have Bechlal Loi B'Shemayimi, therefore the words of Rabbah are considered like they weren't said in this world, and therefore it goes into the cloud of Loi B'Shemayimi. Therefore Ve'enu Kedai Lahoitzi Mechlal Shibidenu Da Alocha Ketanakama, and therefore we don't go against a standard cloud that Alocha is like Tanakama. Ve'oyvi B'Tchilus Perekhei Negoyim Sustlan Tanachi, and we also have a Stam Mishnah that says that in this case the din would be that it's Tamei Misafik. The Gemara continues that Lemaisa Rabbi Ben Achmini died alone in an agam. No one would know where he was and where he died in order to give him the proper krura. And not for Piska Merkia B'Pabedisa, and a piece of parchment fell down from Shemayim and it fell into Pabedisa where Rabbi was a Rashiva, and it stated Rabbi Ben Achmini Nispakish be Yeshiva Shemayla, that Rabbi Ben Achmini was requested by the Yeshiva Shemayla and he died. So Nafka Abay Rabbi Kul Rabban on the Sukabay, Abay and Rabbi and the rest of the Talmid Chumim went to find him and be Isaac in his krura and give him a proper covered, and they didn't know where he was. And finally, Azula Agma, they went into the swamp, and Chazu Tzipri, the Metadli Vikaime, they saw these birds that were flying over Rabba's body. The wings were causing shade to be over his body in order to protect it, that it shouldn't disintegrate and that his body shouldn't decompose. And Amri, and therefore they said, Shmami no, Hasan Hu, so we see that that's where Rabba is. And after they found his body, they were masking him for 3 days and 3 nights, not for Piska, called a Perish Yehabin Nidui, and they wanted to stop the Spadim, and another piece of paper came from Shemayim, and it said that anyone that stops being maspid Rabbah will be placed in Chirim, and Sathu Shiva Yami, so they consider Spadim up until 7 days. And finally, Nafal Piska, Lechulu Beischem Lesholim, another piece of paper came from Shemayim, and it said you should go back to your houses in peace, and you will mask Aspid Rabba properly. The Gemara continues, on that day that Rabba died, there was so much anger in the world that Dalia Zappa, there was a fierce wind that was blowing, and it carried this Arab that was riding on a camel, it carried the Arab from this side of the river called Nahapapa, the Shadia Bakisa, and threw the Arab from the one side of Nahapapa to the other side of Nahapapa. And he said, why is it that it was such a great fierce wind? I'm relaying. They said to him, Rabbi Nachmeni, you just died. So the Arab said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Kuli Alma Didachu, Rabbi Nachmeni Didach, that the entire world is yours, and Rabbi Nachmeni is also yours. And at the Rabbah, you loved Rabbah, Rabbi Didach, and Rabbah loved you. And why is it that you want to destroy your world? And the Gemara tells us, Nach Zappa, at that point, this great and strong and powerful wind died down, and it stopped blowing. The Gemara continues, and now goes back to that Pei Dalam and Aleph, where the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Kana, that they were all Bali Basa. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Bal Basa Hava, that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was also very heavy. One day it was very hot. So he went up to sit at the top of the peak of a mountain, and he said to his daughter, Biti, I want you to fan me with a fan, and as payment and as reward for helping me and for fanning me, I'll give you a large quantity of a type of a perfume called Nerd. The Hachi, and prior to her being able to do that, Nash Bazika, a very large wind came and blew. Rav Shimon Chalafta stated, Kama Kikrin de Nerd, Lamari Dechi, how many Kikrin of this perfume do I owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the owner of this wind? The Gemara now takes a small break from Agata and goes back to discuss the Mishnah that Pei Gimel Malav. Mishnah stated that Kol Kaminiga Medina, when agreeing with a worker as to a deal, then if you don't actually specify certain points, then everything will be based on the Minhag HaMedina. The Mishnah then brought a story with the son of Rabbi Yechim and Masya, where Rabbi Yechim and Masya told him to hire workers, and then he said to them that I'm going to give you mezainis. However, when he came to his father, he said that even if you'll go and make them a suit, the Shleim B'Shaita, Le Yotzi Dei Chavaschim on, Shehi B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Ela Atchi Yischilu B'Mocha, Tzeva Amolem, Menashe Ein Lechem Alai, Ela Pas B'Kitnis Bilvad. Our Gemara begins, HaKol Lasu Yemai. What is the Mishnah coming to include when it uses the term HaKol? And the Gemara tells us, Lasu Yeh Ba'asur Dehiga Gmichur Chrifta U Mishnah Anpika. The Mishnah is trying to include a case where the minig was to give bread in the morning to the worker and to also provide them with a drink which was placed in a small cup called the Anpika, which held a revius of liquid. And this was generally provided to them before they started working, and it was given to them right in the morning. And the Amalhu Kadimu Vaisalhu, and if the Baal Bais would tell the workers that I don't have it prepared yet, I want you to start working, and I will bring you your food into the field, and I'll bring it to where you're working. And Amalai, Loi Kol Kaminech, and they could say to him that we don't trust you, and we don't want to start working until we're actually provided with our breakfast. Ayin Taisa Dila Maskal, the Amalhu Kadimu Vaisalhu, Amalai Loi, that Taisa brings two different gear size and two different pshatim in our Gemara. We explain the Gemara based on the second Pshat in Taisus. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Meis Rabbi Yechim and Masya, She'amal Lebnai, Tzeyu Scha, Lanu Poylim. There was a story with Rabbi Yechim and Masya who told his son to go and hire workers, and as we explained a few moments ago, that he went and told them that I'm going to give you mezainis, and then his father told him to go back and specify exactly what you're going to give them, as otherwise you won't be able to satisfy your tnai. Gemara asks, Meis Alistar, the Lechir, it doesn't make sense that we brought the story. Generally, the Mishnah would bring a story in order to prove its prior point, and over here, Lechirat is going against the prior point of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, I'll call Kaminiga Medina, and then it says that you have to give a major Suda, which would be more than the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaitai. Rashi brings, Maisa Lista, V'chi Derech Bnei Adam, Lahavi Maisa Al-Dvar of the Seisai, Diktani B'Reish, I'll call Kaminiga Medina, V'tana Maisa, Fidu Ato Isalem, Skutsu Shlomo, it would not be enough. And the Gemara says, Chasur Mechzav HaChitani, the Inachanami, we're missing a piece of the Mishnah, and it's clear that this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Vim Paskla Mizainis, that since we just said that Kol Kaminiga Medina, therefore, even if the son of Rabbi Yechim and Masya wouldn't have told them that he's going to give them Mizainis, the Minhag Medina was that the owner has to give Mizainis to the workers. Therefore, by the fact that he said, I'm going to give you Mizainis, it must mean that he meant to say, I'm going to give you a major Suda that's going to even be greater than the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech. As the Gemara states, at the top of that Pei Vavim Beis, Rebelhan, as Rashi says, Yoysal Minhag, the Kivin Leit Tzarech Lasnu, Vaaste, Mizaini Yaseri Kama, therefore, must mean that he's giving you extra mezainis. Umaisinami, Rabbi Yechim and Masya, Shamal Umbrai, say Scholon and Pilim, Holoch Postle Mezainis, Shechaba Itzalaviv, Amaloy, Beni, Afilato Isla, Gesu Shlomi Bishaitai, Layotse de Chavoschimon, Haim Bene Abram, Yitzhak Yaakov, as we explain. The Gemara will now continue and discuss the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech, and will also discuss the Suda of Avram Avinu, even though the Mishnah stated the Suda of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. However, the Gemara feels that the Mishnah just meant that there was a Suda of Avram that was mentioned in the Torah that we could learn from as to what the Suda of Avram Avinu was. The Gemara continues and states, L'meimer, the Suda of Avram Avinu, Adifim Nishleima, that you're telling me that the Suda of Avram Avinu was greater than the Suda of Shleima, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk of Malachim states regarding the Suda of Shleima, Vayhi Lechem Shleima Liyamecha Shleishim Kar Selis Vishishim Kar Kamach Asara Baka Briyim Ve'esim Baka Ri U'meyetzayin Levad Me'aylu Tzvi V'yachma U'vaburim Avusim. The bread for Shleima for one day of provisions was made of 30 core of fine flour and 60 core of regular flour and 10 baka that were healthy and 20 ox that were pasturing as well as 100 sheep aside from Ayal and aside from deer and a Yachma and Baburim Avusim, which the Gemara will discuss. And Rashi says Baburim are Tadagoylim, are male chickens and male hens. The Gemara explains V'omar Gurim ben Astin Mishmei Dirav, and Gurim ben Astin said over the name Rav Halola Melim Shal Tavachim, when we said that he had 30 kor of soilis and 60 kor of kamach, that wasn't actually the amount that was used for the actual bread that he ate. This was only the amount of flour that was used to bake the bread that was ultimately placed on the top of the pots by the chefs. These pieces of bread were placed on the top of the pots in order to absorb the zoyma that came out of the pots. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says regarding the tzayin and baka halola tzika kadeira, that these were only used for the appetizers and were not even discussing the regular bread and the actual main course that they had by these sudais. Therefore, the suda of Shleima was very large. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak states, elf nashim hayu l'shleima, Shleima Melech had 1,000 wives and kol achas ba'achas asloi bebesakach, and each one of them made the suda in their mansion and in their palace. And my taima, and what is the reason that each one made the suda? As zu sfur shema etzli sayidayim, v'zu sfur shema etzli sayidayim, as each one thought that potentially Shleima Melech will come and spend time with me today, and therefore they wanted to be prepared, and therefore each one of them made a suda that was good enough to serve Shleima and his entire entourage. And the Gemara is bothered that v'ilu gabe avram ksiv and b'negei avram, when the three malachim came to visit, the pasuk in Vayir states v'ala baka rotz avram v'yikach ben baka rach v'toiv, that avram ran to get the baka and he took a ben baka that was soft and good. V'am rabbi yehuda rav, and rabbi yehuda stayed in the name of rav, ben baka echad rach shnayim v'toiv shloisha. As avram went and got three different animals, even though they were only three people and there were only three malachim. The Gemara will explain how Rav understood this from the pasuk, but ultimately the Gemara's question is that Lemaisa Avram prepared three animals, and meanwhile Shleima had a major suda which had a lot more food. Why did Rabbi Yechim and Masya stay in the Mishnah? Filo ata isla and kesuda Shleima b'shaita la yotzei chavaschimayin shehim de Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, which is mashman you have to prepare even a greater suda, and Avram only had three animals. And the Gemara answers hasam plus the turiel plus the gavri hachal l'chol yisrael v'yehuda, that b'negei Avram prepared three animals, but it was only for three people, and therefore, by proportion, that was a lot more than the suda of Shleima, which was for all of Klai Yisrael and for all of Yehuda. And then, as the pasuk says, "Binegei Shleima Melech and Binegei Binyan Beis Hamikdash in Melachim Aleph Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabim Kachor Lashal Yom L'Roiv Oichlim V'Shaisim U'Smechim." The Gemara continues, "My Barbur Mavusim," that the pasuk Binegei the suda of Shleima, it mentions Barbur Mavusim, which we explained is some type of Tadagoylin and some type of male hen. And Rav and Rav stated that we're talking about a type of hen that they force-fed and therefore was very fat and very good. And Shmuel Amman, Shmuel states that they actually became fat by themselves and they weren't force-fed. The Mashal explains that Shmuel holds that these are actually healthier for a person and therefore that was the better quality that Shleim was serving. And Rabbi Yechon says that they brought an ox from the pasture but the lay honest that was not ever forced to work. But Leonisa, also talking about a rooster that was taken from where it was pasturing and was never forced to incubate any eggs, and that is even healthier because it was able to eat whatever it wanted and was never put on a specific diet. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, Mufchash of Behemoth Shar, that the choicest of all behemoths is the Shar, and Mufchash of Oifes, and the best type of bird is Tanagaylis, is a rooster. The Gemara continues, Amma Mema says, another Taich in Maburim Avusim, Zogsa Uchmasa, Bebet Nisa, the Mishtabcha Bene Yatzari. Is referring to a black hen that was very fat, would be found by the wine presses, and it would eat zagin and it would eat grape skins. Because it was so fat, it wouldn't even be able to step over a small reed. The Gemara continues that the pasuk stated v'al baka rotz avram and am Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Rabbi Yudah taught us in the name of Rav ben baka echad rach shnayim v'tayv shloisha. And the Gemara asks ve'im echad, had Rav know that we're talking about three different animals, and maybe we're talking about one animal, k'da'ami inchi rach v'tav, just like people say that this animal is soft and good. And the Gemara answers, in kain lichter rach toiv, that it would say rach toiv, my vitoiv. And why did the Torah add an extra vav? Shma minah l'drasha. Therefore, Rav learned that this comes to teach us that there were three separate animals. And the Gemara asks, ematrei, maybe it means two different animals and not three. And the Gemara answers, min toiv l'drasha, rach na min l'drasha. Since the word toiv is coming for a drasha, therefore the word rach is also coming for a drasha. The Gemara continues, masav rabba ba'ula v'item rab hoshia v'item rab nasav rab hoshia, that the pasuk states of vayera vayitin alanar, that Avram gave the baka to the young child by Yamal Lassasai, he quickly went to prepare it. And it's mashma that he was only preparing one animal, and says Aisai and not Aisam. And the Gemara answers, Kol Chad V'chad, Yavlin Achad, the Torah is teaching us that he gave each one of these young calves to another young child, and each one prepared one calf. And this is not like Rashi and Chumash, then Rashi and Chumash states, Vayitin Alanar, that he gave it to Yishmal, and Rashi doesn't say that he gave each calf to a different person and to a different child. The Gemara continues and asks once again that the pasuk states vayikachem v'cholov, that Avraham Avinu took butter or cream and milk uben abakash also, as well as the young calf that he prepared, and he placed these items in front of the malachim. The Gemara asks on Rav that l'chira, if he actually had three different calves, then the pasuk should actually have used a lashon rabim, and it shouldn't have used a lashon yachid, and it shouldn't have said uben abakah. And the Gemara answers the kamakama dematya asel kamayu, that each one that was prepared he brought in front of them, and he didn't wait until all of them were completed in order to serve them. And the Gemara asks, "V'lam l'tlasa?" And why do you need three calves? Tiske b'chad l'maisa, it should have been enough to just serve them one calf. And the Gemara answers, "Amar b'chad barava k'day l'achilan shalosh l'shoyin's b'chadol," in order that he could serve them three tongues with mustard. Rashi states, "Ma'adim malachim v'sarimu," that this is a delicacy that was brought for kings and for princes, and that's why he served it to them. And Rashbas explains that how do we know they serve them tongue? Is k'day shalay la'akum, is in order that he shouldn't hold them back, and in order they should be able to serve it quickly, as they said to him that they want to leave quickly, and therefore he served them something that they don't have to remove the skins of the animal, and they don't have to cut up the animal. He served them tongue in order to make sure they could serve them quicker. The Gemara continues, that a person should not change from the minig hamakim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he didn't eat bread, as the pasuk says, that for 40 days and 40 nights he didn't eat bread. And Malachi Asharis yardu l'mata v'achu lechem, and when the Malachi Asharis that came to visit Avraham Avinu came down to this world and they did eat bread. And the Gemara asks, v'achu sal k'daitach, how can you say that Malachim ate bread? Ela'im aniru k'mishachu v'shasu, that it seemed like they were eating and they were drinking, and therefore we still see that you shouldn't be mishanim in minhag hamakim, and at least you should make sure that people think that you're eating and drinking. The Ben Yoyada points out that l'chira we should have spoken about Malachi Asharis, because that happened before the story of Moshe, as Moshe occurred by Hasinai, which is much later. And he explains that the main raya is from Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu really could have taken food from this world and brought it up to Shemayim and been able to eat. And in addition, anyone that would see him in Shemayim eating would understand that he's a Ben Adam, therefore certainly he had to eat, and therefore by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights, that actually proves that a person has to follow the minhag hamakim. It wouldn't be as good of a raya from the Malachi Asharis Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Kol Mash Asa Avram L'Malachi Asharis Ba'atzmai, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Banav Ba'atzmai, that anything Avram Avinu did by himself for the Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did for Avram Avinu's children by himself. However, Kol Mash Asa Avram Al-Yedei Shliach, whatever Avram did through a Shliach, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Banav Al-Yedei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did Midah K'neged Midah for Avram's children through a Shliach. And the Gemara brings five examples. The Pasuk states in Vayera V'Alabaka Ratz Avram, and Avram did that by himself, and therefore B'negeid Eslav, the Pasuk states in Pashat Ba'al Yischa, V'ruach Nosam Eis Hashem V'yogis Slavim Min Hayom V'yita Shalamachta K'derech Yoyim Koy U'K'derech Yoyim Koy Sviva Samachta U'Chamamsayim Ma'pnei Ha'oretz. And the second example is V'yika Chem V'cholav, that Avram took Chem V'cholav, and corresponding to feeding the Malachim, the Pasuk states in Pashat B'Shalach B'negeid Amon V'yoyim Hashem Moshe Himni Mamta Lachem Lechem Min Hashemayim V'yotzaam V'loktu D'vayim B'yoymai L'manan Hasenu Ha'yelup Etzayrasi Yomoloi. The Gemara continues with the third example that the Pasuk in Vayera states, V'hu Eimed Aleim Tachas Ha'etz, and the Pasuk states in Pashat B'Shalach B'negei HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving water to Klal Yisrael, Hinnim Eimed L'fenecha Sham Al Atzor B'chayir V'kisa Batzor Yotzu M'menu Mayim V'shasa Am V'yas Kei Moshe L'eini Zikne Yisrael. And the fourth example is in Pashat Vayera, it states, V'avram Ha'ilach Imam L'shalcham, corresponding to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this B'chvedi V'atzmai, as the Pasuk states in Pashat B'Shalach, V'Hashem Ha'ilach L'fneim Yoyim Ba'amun Onan L'nchaysa Mandarach V'laylu Ba'amun Eish L'har Lahem L'lechas Yoyim V'loyla. The prior four were done by Avram, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for Klal Yisrael. However, the last example is from Yukat The Gemara brings the pasuk of Mishalach that was speaking about water. Although the beginning of the pasuk was Ayidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, however, the pasuk continues, and that was done through Moshe and Ayidei Hashliach. The Gemara continues with Pligid Rab Chaim Rab Chanina, and this memory of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, is chiluk on Rab Chaim Rab Chanina. The Rab Chaim Rab Chanina became Tanad Ve'er Bishmol B'schad Shleisha Zochel Shleisha B'schad, the three things that Avraham Avinu did. Therefore, Klai Yisrael was zeichah to three different matanes. Number one, B'schad Chaim Rab Chalav Zochel Amon, and this is exactly as Rav stated as well. B'schad Hu Aymer Aleim Zochel Amon Anon. As Rashi states, Aymer Aleim Tamek Dichsiv, as the pasuk Bal Yisrael says, V'Nachal Aymer Aleim. And this specifically is not like Rav, as Rav stated that based on the pasuk Hu Aymer Aleim Tachse Eitz, they were zeichah to him the Aymer Lefenecha Shama Latzor. And finally, Rab Chaim Rab Chanina states, B'schad Yukach Nomat Mayim Zochel Be'irish Mayim, and as a reward from providing water to the Malachim, therefore Klai Yisrael was Zeichah to the Be'er of Miriam, and that of course is similar to what Rab brought, as he also brought that the Schar was Bekisa Batzor V'yotzer Menom Mayim. The Gemara continues that Avraham Avinu said, you should take a little water, you should wash your feet, and Rabbi Yishmael stated that they said to him, and are you suspecting us that we're Arabs and therefore we mishtachav to the dirt of our feet? He considered that this offer was considered avodah zarah. Kvar yotzu menu Yishmael, that you should look at yourself because Yishmael came out of you. He himself is serving avodah zarah. And as Rashi states, v'rachzu aglechem v'yishanu tachas eitz shelo yachtas avodah zarah b'tech beisoy shavayim regilim lishtachav islavak regleim, and they appear to Avraham Avinu as if they were Arabs. The Gemara continues and starts dashing from the beginning of the pasha, as the pasha states, v'yiru lav Hashem be'ilayim amrei v'yoshi pesach ha'il k'chayim ayayim. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu in the plains of Mamre, and Avraham Avinu was sitting by the opening of his tent when it was the heat of the day. And the Gemara states, that day was the third day after Avraham Avinu had the bris milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu lishol b'Avraham, Kadosh Baruch Hu came to check on Avraham and to be mivakeh chayla. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its covering in order that other guests should not be traveling during that day, as it was too hot to travel. In this manner, Avraham Avinu would not be troubled by Orchim and by guests. When Avram saw that there weren't guests, Shadril Eliezer Lemekul Lebra, so he tasked Eliezer to go outside and check for guests. Nafak Vloy Eshkach, Eliezer went out and he didn't see any guests. Omar Vloy Mehemnulach, and Avram Avinu said to Eliezer that I don't believe you, as there must be guests outside. And Avram was choshed that Eliezer was saying that in order not to trouble Avram Avinu. And the Gemara states, Hainu da Amri Tamon, Les Hamnusa Ba'avdi, and this is what they say in Eretz Yisrael, that Avadim don't have the manis. Nafik Iu, Chazla Kosh Baruch Hu, the Kaya Baba. So Avraham Avinu himself went to check, and he saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw the Ziv Hashchina that was outside. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, "Al nosavim el avdecha," that please don't leave from in front of your servant. And Avraham Avinu told Hakadosh Baruch Hu to stay there, keeping the chazak asav ashari. However, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu was taking off and putting on new bandages, so Omar lav ayuchar lemekamacha, Hashem said, "It's not proper for me to be here," and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu never actually went into the oil of Avraham. And similarly, the pasuk says it's been a gay the malachim vayisa ina vayar, that the malachim came to Avram, and Avram lifted up his eyes and he saw them vehine shloisha nashim nitzavim alav, and he saw three people that were standing next to him vayar vayaris across them. And then it says once again that he saw and he ran towards them. And the Gemara is bothered that originally it says nitzavim alav, that they were right next to Avram, and then it says vayaris across them, that Avram had to run towards them, and lechayra they were right there, and why did he have to run towards them? And the Gemara explains in a similar manner, may kara asu kama olah, that originally it came right next to Avram, ki chazu davle tzara, that when they saw that Avram Avinu had so much tzara and he was in so much pain, Amru, they said, lava erich ara lemekamacha, it's not proper for us to go to Avram, and therefore they started walking away from Avram Avinu, and Avram ran after them. The Gemara continues, man ninu shloisha nashim, who are these three people? And the Gemara tells us, Michal the Gabriel Urifal, Michal Shabal of Asa Sara, Michal was the one that came to tell Sara that she was going to have a child, Rifal Shabal Rapis Avram, Rifal came to heal Avram, and Gabriel Azul Mapich Lestema, and Gabriel was there in order to go and turn over Stoim. The Gemara now asks, if you're telling me Gabriel was the only one that went to overturn Stoim, why does the pasuk say that the two Malachim came to Stoim that evening? And the Gemara answers, the Azul Michal Badei Lishas Bilalait, not only did Gabriel go to Stoim, but Michal also went to Stoim in order to save light. And Rashi and Chumash says that it was actually Rifal that went together with Gabriel in order to save light. They could not Nami, and I'll bring you right that this is correct. The Chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshat Lech Lecha, VaYafik Es Ha'Arim Ha'El, VaLo Yiksev VaYafchu Shma Mina, that even though the Torah speaks B'Lashon Rabim B'Negeidim Malachim, but at the end result, when they're coming to the point where he's turning over Stoyim, the Torah uses Lashon Yochid and states that he turned over Stoyim, and therefore we see that it was only Gavriel that turned over Stoyim, and Michal was only there in order to save Loit, and the Gemara states Shma Mina. The Gemara continues and asks a question, Maishdol Lagabi Avram Dechsiv, and why is that B'Negei Avram, the pasuk states, Ve'echa Baslechem, Sada Lubchem, Acha Tavaru, Kalkina Batum Al Abdechem, Vayomu, and the Malachim responded, Kain Tasa Kashed Bato, so we should do according to what you said, and they listened to Avram Vinu, Maishdol Lagabi Loit Dechsiv, and why is it that when they went to Loit, the pasuk states, Yifza Bom Ma'oid, Vayasure Elo, Vayavoyal Besai, Vayasla Mishto, Masses Offer, Vayachelu, Malachim didn't listen right away, and Loit had to pressure them a lot in order for them to come to him and come to a suda. We continue on that Pezarim and Aleph on Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer explains Mikan Shemisav and Lekotan Ve'imisav and Legadol, that we see that someone could refuse a covered that was given to him by someone that's smaller. But a person should not refuse a covered that's given to them by someone that's a respectable person and someone that's a chash of a person. And therefore, B'negei Avram, they had to listen right away, but B'negei Eloit, they had to show that they were trying to hold back and not take that honor. As Einich and Nami, we learn both dinim from here, that number one, imisav and Legadol, but we also learned that it's proper derech eretz to misav and lekatan. We have previously mentioned this point that even though it makes sense that Michal and Rafal had to come to Avram Avinu, however, why did Gavriel have to come to Avram Avinu if his only job was to turn over Sdoim? And the Bali Musa explained that Gavriel had a tainus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that how can you have any tainus against Sdoim if this is a person b'shegam hu basa and yetzir leva adam rak ram and urav, and therefore what do you expect from them? And Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, go to Avram Avinu and see how great a person can become, and then you could go to Stoyim as you realize that they were actually responsible for their acts as they had Bechira and they could do much better. And let's see the top places on the Amid, Niran Ka'ich Levishesin, Uvised Elio Rabba Ktani, and he brings down from Sid Elio Rabba that's Chaylik on Agamara, Loikaisa Shaiman, Niran Ka'ich Levishesin, Elo Ich Levishesin Mamish, that the Malachim actually ate and drank Mamish, Mepreik, Fredish Avram, Upliga the Hacha, and then Taisa brings that we said, Chazla Kaj Baruch the Koya Baba, and our Gemara, it's mashmor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to leave because he didn't want to bother Avram Avinu, and Avram begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, and however in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, it's mashmor that Avram wanted to go to the guests, and therefore he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait for him until he finishes with the guests. And we learn from here that Gadol Achrasas Orchim Yosef Mikabal's Pnei Ashchina, and it seems that our Gemara and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos are chaylik on each other. And finally in the bottom taste says Hahuda Asal L'Shabbos B'Light, Mechol was Mevasa Sarah, and he also went to save Light. And Taisus is v'teima daminu b'reishu rabba de'im malach echad oisus shtei shlichos, that one malach can't do two shlichos, and here Michal did two shlichos. V'yesh loyim et kan loy osu Michal b'shlichos achas ki im maisa echad shabisa sora, and one shlichos he only did one maisa where he told Sora that she would have a child uchshalach misham al stoyim, and then he started new shlichos by going to stoyim osuschol shlichos acheres v'dafka malchum echad ein oisu be shlichos. And then Taisus brings down from the b'reishu rabba sharefal bol hatzis Light, that Rafal was the one that came to save Light, Urufus Avram in Iskaris, and it doesn't mention that he went to heal Avram, and possibly he didn't do two shlichis, Vafilu Bog, Kamoikin, Lufuis Avram, and even if he came to actually heal Avram, Choshva Kol Shlichis Achas, this was considered one task and one shlichis, and the Rufu of Atzola in Echadu, as Rufu and saving is considered one idea, and therefore it's considered one shlichis. And then Taisa brings Hikshur Abba Hanan, Hamash Malisha the Krosh, Shnei Metzilu, the Mashmai said the Pasuk is that both Michal and Gavriel save Loi, Kirksiv, Vayachziku Hanoshim Biyodai, Vixiv, Vayetiu, Vanichu, Michutz Leir, Vixiv Basrei, and it says afterwards, Shomali Malach, Shabal Apach Zestoim, Kalei Uchalas Dava, Abayach Hashomo, and Taisis explains, Vayesh Lema, Shashneim, Vayetiu, Chutz Leir, that really Michal and Gavriel took him outside the city. That was part of both of the Shlichis, as Michal Holchi Moya Tsoya, as Michal then saved Loi and took Loi until Tsoya, the Gavriel Himitzava Islamar, and Gavriel's job was to command Loi to go quickly in order that he should be able to do his shlichus and be able to turn over and destroy Sedoim, and we will stop over here.